This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court has upheld the law banning TikTok Sunday. TikTok creators like Antonio Esparza say the ban will hurt a lot of livelihoods.
It's not just like entertainment, but it's also people's livelihood that they use to pay, you know, their groceries, their rent, their utilities, all that.
TikTok CEO is thanking President-elect Donald Trump for his pledge to block the ban, though CBS's Christopher Cruz says it's not clear if Trump can do that.
Shosie Chu's video statement followed today's unanimous Supreme Court ruling upholding a bipartisan law banning TikTok from the U.S. unless its Chinese owner sells the app.
We are grateful and pleased to have the support of a president who truly understands our platform, one who has used TikTok to express his own thoughts and perspectives.
Cho is planning on attending Trump's inauguration. TikTok was one of the issues Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping discussed in a phone call today. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Israel's full cabinet is meeting at this hour and is expected to approve the ceasefire and hostage release deal with Hamas. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The hope is that it will actually take place on Sunday. And in tandem with the three Israeli hostages to be released, Israel would release about 150 Palestinian prisoners.
President-elect Trump is moving his inauguration indoors with frigid temperatures and snow in the forecast for Monday. CBS's Nicole Skanga says Trump will take the oath in the Capitol Rotunda.
Certainly law enforcement, from their perspective, moving this indoors would actually make it an easier event to safeguard. There's sort of less visibility than when you're outside, and of course, law enforcement prepared for both contingencies.
CBS News weather correspondent Rob Marciano.
This is going to be the coldest inauguration we've seen since Ronald Reagan and back in 1985. So temperatures will be right around 19 degrees.
In 85, it was 7 degrees. Many wildfire victims in Southern California are upset they're not being allowed back into their neighborhoods. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in the Pacific Palisades, where authorities are still searching for bodies and making sure the scorched areas are safe.
At this point, the county has said that they have to have professionals come in and assess the situation. What kind of hazardous materials burned? How are they going to remove it?
CBS's Scott McFarland says senators are asking Homeland Security Secretary nominee Kristi Noem about Trump's planned deportations.
Kristi Noem believes she and the administration had a mandate to move fast on this, but clearly there's going to be a request of Congress to help fund this moving forward, where that narrow Republican majority becomes all the more critical for Donald Trump.
Looks like a good end of the week on Wall Street. Dow's up 345 points. NASDAQ's up 293. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Jabari, a popular giraffe at the Racine Zoo, has passed away. It follows a fall in his holding area yesterday. Despite attempts by more than 50 animal care specialists and local firefighters trying to lift him using a sling system, Jabari could not recover and was pronounced dead later in the evening last night. The zoo is closed today, providing staff with time to mourn their loss. A Racine jury came back and said not guilty. It was the trial of the man charged in the 2023 New Year's Day shooting at a Racine bar. Attorneys for Abdullah Rashada argued self-defense in the shooting at reruns, which killed Billy Petty. Legendary Brewers announcer Bob Uecker passed away at 90, leaving a significant impact on Wisconsin and Racine. Uecker was connected to the Bell City through his boating and fishing. For 17 years, the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational was held at Reef Point Marina. That event raised thousands for Make-A-Wish. A new year and a new name for law enforcement in Kenosha County. It's a rebrand for the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. They will now be known as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. The name change is said to be an effort to modernize operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kirk. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Winter day with breezy winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour and highs reaching the mid-40s. Clouds increase tonight and a cold front swings through, which could spark up a few flurries. Drags our overnight lows to the upper teens and for tomorrow, highs at about 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Trogs and Wild Thing from 1966. Now, that song was written by songwriter Chip Taylor, and he's made tons and tons of money off that song. Why? Well, not only has it been recorded by many other artists, but it's constantly being used in movies and TV shows. And yes, he gets paid for all of it.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. They used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and
her to live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Was a true love of mine.
starts to rain, it begins to pour. Without an umbrella, we're soaked to the skin. I feel a shiver run up my spine. I feel the warmth of her hand in mine. Ooh, I hear laughter in the rain, walking hand in hand with the one I love. Ooh, how I love the rainy days and the happy way I feel inside.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Hey, Stuart.
Yeah, how you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing all right. Well, not so good, actually. I've got some bad news.
Oh, no.
The end of the world is coming.
Oh, okay.
It's close now.
Well, hold on. I got some breaking news. Hold on a second. I gotta update my copy here.
According to scientists, we've got only 1 to 4 billion years left.
Oh, and I've got so much to do still.
I know, right? I still haven't unpacked that new exercise bike I got for Christmas.
I haven't cleaned out the garage like we were talking about earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. The prevailing view has been that our Milky Way would crash into its neighboring Andromeda galaxy sometime between 6 and 8 billion years from now. But the newest research says we have just 1 to 4 billion years.
Yeah, I was going to say 1 to like 3, but yeah, if they're saying 4, sure. Yeah,
that tracks.
Yeah.
All right. Go get done what you need to get done then, would you please?
He sure will.
There's Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Nick visits his 4 grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheatre.org.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of 7 state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X Golf, where golf season never ends. Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Valentine's Day is just 4 weeks away. Make it a moment to remember with a timeless gift from Von Hassel Jewelers. Whether it's a sparkling diamond for your true love or a beautifully crafted piece to show you care, they have the perfect expression of your affection. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits. There's a kind of all over the world tonight. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love. Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association. Playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. The Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Can we listen? Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, where we're looking for a mostly cloudy sky tonight. Maybe a little flurry action between 9 and midnight. Look for a low of 18. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 22. Going to be windy, though. And then Sunday, only up to 8 above with a chance of snow afternoon.
something. I think you'll understand.
So much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A giraffe at the Racine Zoo has died after falling in his holding area yesterday. Jabari, a Maasai giraffe, had been a resident since October 2017. He was unable to get back on his feet after a fall, despite the efforts of over 50 animal care specialists and firefighters. In response to the loss, the zoo is closed today to allow staff time to grieve. Racine is remembering Bob Uecker. The legendary Milwaukee Brewers announcer known as Mr. Baseball passed away yesterday at 90, leaving a lasting impact on Wisconsin and beyond. Uecker's connection to Racine ran deep. As a boater and fisherman, for years he was frequently seen at Skipper Bud's. For 17 years, Reef Point Marina hosted the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational. That event raised thousands for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. There's no information out yet about a Uecker memorial. There is no longer a Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. As of January 1st, it's the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. Since 1836, it was known as the former, with the latter coming into play this year. The law enforcement agency serving Kenosha County rebranded in an effort, according to a statement, to modernize operations and align with contemporary law enforcement practices. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. A warm winter day with breezy winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour and highs reaching the mid-40s. Clouds increase tonight and a cold front swings through, which could spark up a few flurries. Drags our overnight lows to the upper teens, and for tomorrow, highs at about 20. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Set me on fire. My brain is flaming. I don't.
News, Timeless Hits, Elvis Presley, Burning Love on WRJN. Let's take you back, what, 53 years ago today on this date in 1972, a section of Bellevue Boulevard in Memphis was renamed Elvis Presley Boulevard. Now, the remaining length of the road kept its original name after protests from the Bellevue Baptist Church.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
Thank you, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you. thank you, baby.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, they always say dogs should not eat chocolate, right? Well, a dog in the UK bit off a little more than he could chew, literally, when the canine ate an entire box of chocolates with the wrappers still on, as well as five rubber pet toys. Ugh. The dog's owner rushed him to the vet after he found the pet looking bloated and writhing in pain. The dog spent 2 days in the hospital. He's going to be just fine.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh,
out, things will be brighter.
WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Sleep over you. precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by, still I'm so lonely, and I guess there's just no getting over you. There's nothing I can do but spend all my time out of my mind over you. The prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind. And though it hurts, I'll get by without your love.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Will TikTok survive in the U.S.? The Supreme Court today upheld the law banning the app if its Chinese owners don't sell it. But TikTok CEO Shou Chu posted a video thanking President-elect Donald Trump for his pledge to block the ban.
This is a strong stand for the First Amendment and against arbitrary censorship.
TikTok creators are scrambled.
25-year-old David Alzadeh produces informative and entertaining content for his Rose and Winston accounts that he posts on social media.
No, it's not a ferret. It's a